big fat white women. Really a shocking revelation from Brian Williams.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Duke Cruz got me drunk, got me two fat white women, and I woke up, I was a VFL.
He woke up like a piece of turkey, just right there between two pieces of white bread. Thick pieces of white bread. Texas toast. Just sandwiched right there in the middle.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
I bet they made him breakfast the next morning, too. That's the good thing about those big girls. You wake up beside them, next day they'll take care of you. They don't just leave or ask you to leave. Next morning, you're going to get fed.
Going to brunch with them is not about the Instagram pictures. It is not about the mimosas.
It's about the satisfaction of brunch.
It's not about the Instagram captions. They want the biscuits and gravy, too. Matter of fact, they're like, hey, you know what? Let's just go to Cracker Barrel. Give me an Uncle Herschel's.
It's funny you mention Uncle Herschel's because that's what I usually get.
I know, Cody.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
Brian Williams. Thank God for Brian Williams just being honest with us.
In a world full of faking, he just wanted the big women and bacon. Arms. Hour three kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. This batch of headlines brought to you by our friends, the McKinney Team, with Keller Williams. ZillowKnoxville.com to view their listings. 865-548-8267 to contact Travis personally. If you are in the market to sell your home, now's the time to do it. If you're in the market to buy a home, you're going to need a really good realtor to help you navigate the waters. Do what I did. Trust the McKinney Team with Keller Williams. Hour three headlines. Big Mac. Collision course. Right now.
Big Mac. That's where we're at in our friendship.
Cody McClure. Collision course.
Thanks, John.
Cody McClure. Cody McFourcourse Meal McClure.
You can go to hell. You can burn in hell for that one. You know how many times I've been called Big Mac in my life?
You ever been called McFourcourse Meal?
No. But, yeah,
there you go.
It's pretty funny, though.
It's Cody McFourcourse Meal.
Yeah, you're laughing now. Retired defensive end Chris Long smoked pot in the NFL. Says he used marijuana during his career. He thinks the NFL should allow its use. Chris Long, you're familiar with him, the defensive end.
I am.
He's
son of Howie Long.
Yes, he is. He says he used pot as a to deal with day-to-day stress as opposed to pain. So he didn't use it for pain. He used it for day-to-day stress.
Oh, really?
He just liked smoking weed, and it helped him not be stressed. During an appearance on the Dan Patrick Show, he admitted he used marijuana. He refused to put a number on the amount of players in the league he feels who have done the same. I'm not a snitch. I'm not going to put a percentage on how much the league smokes, but I certainly enjoyed my fair share on a regular basis throughout my career. I was never afraid to say that, and I'm able to say it more explicitly now. If not for that, I'm not as capable of coping with the stressors of day-to-day NFL life. A lot of guys get a lot of pain management out of it. Toradol did more pain management for me. So that's what he said. He smoked pot as just a day-to-day stress relief.
We'll see the NFL kind of get rid of that soon. Like two more years.
Banning weed.
Yeah, like whenever the new CBA is up. I think it's like 2 or 3 years, but we'll see that weed testing kind of go away, I think.
He goes on to talk a lot about how it's less harmful than tobacco and alcohol, and apparently makes a Game of Thrones reference somehow. Oh, he's talking about you can just smoke some weed and sit on the couch and binge watch Game of Thrones. It's a much better idea than getting a DUI. So that's an interesting quote from retired defensive end Chris Long.
Okay.
That baseball game that I mentioned to you, LSU and Mississippi State, 7 hours and 17 minutes.
So you said 6 hours.
I did earlier, and now I'm seeing from USA Today, 7 hours and 17 minutes.
So you were just wrong?
I don't know. I've seen two different things.
It's a
Sorry. All right.
How am I supposed to believe that this one is true?
I don't know. Is the internet down? Because this is a real problem. No, I think we're good. This one says this says 17 hours. Well, 7 hours, 17 minutes. Jesus Christ. I'm still rattled from you calling me McFourcourse meal. I'm very offended by that.
Come on, that was
one. It hurt my feelings.
It was a good one.
I am very rattled by it.
I love the name, honestly. I think it's awesome.
Would you rather
Of course you do.
Would you rather be McThree course meal?
What exactly is a four course meal?
I mean, you got appetizers,
then salad.
You got the entree and dessert, right? I mean, is that what it is?
Some people have
salad count as one.
Some people have 5 course meals. What's a 5 course meal?
Bread.
I guess you throw bread in, an extra dessert or something, maybe. How often do you eat a 4 course meal?
Almost never. I mean, it depends on what the 4th course is. I guess if it's an appetizer and a salad. I'm sure it's not actually like a salad.
The 4 course meal consists of a soup, an appetizer, an entree, and dessert. The appetizer is the first of 4 dishes.
Can you substitute soup for salad?
Of course.
I'm sure soup and salad are interchangeable.
Okay, so then you have that. Because a 5 course has soup and a salad. Who the hell wants soup and a salad?
Me.
Hot and cold? Who the hell wants that? Are you just going cold soup, I guess? I hate cold soup. I got to eat hot soup.
No, you eat your soup, and then you take a drink, whatever. You eat the salad.
Oh, there's another thing that says, what is a 7 course meal?
Give me the 4 again. Soup.
Soup, appetizer, entree, dessert.
And the 5 throws in a salad?
Throws in the salad in between the soup.
Who the hell wants soup and salad at the same time?
You really rattled by soup and salad at the same time?
Or salad.
Soup or salad.
You don't eat both?
Are those not appetizers?
A lot of people eat both for lunch every day.
And a meal?
No, a lot of people just eat soup and salad for lunch. Or if you go to like Olive Garden, you can get the endless soup and salad and breadsticks or whatever. You know, it's a pretty good deal.
I always eat salad like basically as an appetizer.
What kind of salad? Pasta salad?
Like Caesar.
Is a pasta salad, does that count as a salad? I don't think it does. Anyway, I don't know how long this game was, but I'd like to update you on the SEC baseball bracket.
Yeah, go ahead.
On the winner's side, we've got the top 4 seeds playing this evening. Mississippi State and Vanderbilt play at 9. Arkansas and Georgia play at 5:30. And the losers are playing during the day. Mississippi State and A&M at the bottom of the 6th. Right now, no score. And then today at 2 o'clock, Auburn and LSU. It's pretty good baseball tonight. Arkansas, Georgia, and then Mississippi State, Vandy. You going to catch any of those games?
Nope.
All right, then. I think I will.
Okay. You report back. You will be our SEC baseball correspondent.
I've really enjoyed this SEC baseball tournament. And by really enjoyed, I mean I've watched part of 2 games.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep watching parts of games. Have you heard about St. Thomas out of Minnesota?
No.
Okay, well, they got kicked out of their conference for winning too much.
Actually, I have, yeah.
Yeah. The University of St. Thomas in Minnesota, a Division III powerhouse, has been kicked out of the Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, that's the MIAC or MIAC, on Wednesday because of its competitive advantages. If you can't beat them, just kick them out of the league. Sure wish we could do that with Bama. St. Thomas has won 6 MEAC football titles since 2010. They reached the national title game in 2012 and 2015. Per school officials, St. Thomas was told the league would be disbanded if the school remained a member of it. So they just kicked them right out. Said, we're done with you. You're too good. Go away. They were involuntarily removed from their conference.
I got to respect it from the rest of the people in the conference. I know that most people say, oh, just get better, beat them. Nope, get the hell out of here. Go somewhere else and play.
We've had enough of this. I mean, if one team has clear competitive advantages, in Alabama, it runs like a machine.
Does it go into detail what the advantages are?
No.
Just a lot more enrollment, says Cam.
A lot more to pick from.
I mean, we have classes in high school because of those reasons, right? I mean, if this school has X amount of students, they don't play against people in the same, they're in a different region than, or I guess, just a whole class, I guess, right?
They do have the region, highest
class, yeah.
It kind of got messed up because, like, Farragut got to dip down to 5A.
Like six of them. It's all.
And they got to dominate for a year, won a championship, and then they moved back up to 6A.
Yeah.
They do have a higher enrollment than the other schools in the league. They have 6,000 plus in their enrollment. That trumps the other programs in the league. They also spend $1.1 million annually on football each year, which is more than the other private schools. So they got more enrollment and they spend more money.
Yeah. Okay, that's an interesting story. Like I said, it seems like they're not playing under the same rules, right? It seems like they have more advantages. Hey, get out of here.
Wonder where they go now.
If Texas A&M ever becomes good, we should kick them out and say they're not actually Southeast. Yeah.
They're not.
Like, hey, I don't know if you're familiar with the name of this conference. It's called the Southeastern Conference. You are not in the Southeast. You're out of here, Texas A&M. We should hold that in our back pocket just in case it ever comes up.
This school is in Minnesota, though, and they got kicked out of the Minnesota Conference.
Yeah, that's a tough scene.
Tough. Where do they go?
The Wisconsin. The Wisconsin. Yeah.
Join the Big Ten, I guess. Big Ten needs a new member.
Keep an eye on that story. Remind us to keep an eye on that story. I want to see where they end up. Do they just play independent?
We'll forget. Yeah, they're D3. I'm going to forget this college exists.
Fair enough. Let's go to break. Back on the program. I know you said you mentioned it a little bit yesterday, but I do find this Carter Stewart situation fascinating. I do think it could be a monumental move in baseball when it comes to prospects. This guy was the number 8 pick in the 2018 draft. He was drafted by the Atlanta Braves. They only offered him a $2 million signing bonus.
Ben Simmons and Kendall Jenner have reportedly broken up. Huge news out of Philadelphia.
She tired of him not having a jump shot?
Oh.
She's like, come on.
That's rough.
Just make 1-3 and we'll stay together.
That's rough.
She put him in the gym and they have their own little love and basketball moment where she's like, if you can make 1 3-pointer, we'll stay together. We'll get married. I'll let you impregnate me and you can have a billionaire kid.
Kendall Jenner does seem like too big of a celebrity for Ben Simmons' basketball status.
Is Kendall the billionaire or is it Kylie? Kylie's the billionaire?
Yeah, but Kendall's...
I mean, Kendall's on her way. She's probably a $100 millionaire.
Yeah,
at this
she's
point.
Making a lot of money as a model.
Yeah.
And plus, like, she's going to get some decent inheritance, I'm sure. So, she's... The family's got money.
Inheritance from who? Like, Chris isn't dying anytime soon. She has made a deal with the devil. Chris Jenner will outlive both you and me.
I just mean that she'll get...
She's set for life.
The money's flowing in the family.
She's set for life is what you said.
Yeah.
She took Ben Simmons and put him in a gym and said, if you can make 1-3, we'll stay together. And now, next thing you know, yada, 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 they're broken up.
When you combine Chris's longevity with Kylie's makeup business, with Kendall and Caitlin's modeling careers, you come out with a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, anyway, sources said... According to a Vogue cover story, what is this? Same time a new Vogue cover story. I don't know. Ben Simmons was partying solo in Atlantic City over the weekend, and that got people to talking because usually Kendall had been with him. He was spotted.
So wait a second. This weekend?
Yes. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe the last couple
when
days.
When did they actually break up?
Yesterday, I think.
And this is breaking news right now. Why?
Because you were talking baseball. It's breaking news for us. You didn't know about it.
Can I? No, I didn't. So you got me there. But is it fair to say that you did not respect the game here? Like, is this a... Ben!
This is
Ben,
not...
Ben, can I get a ruling here?
This is not a respect the game segment.
Ben, can I get a ruling here? He just broke in with news from this weekend slash yesterday.
It was breaking to us.
The only time we have to respect the game is pump the brakes and keep rolling and... this or that, I guess, even though that's judged poorly every week. So, except this week, I'm sure. Anyway, so Ben Simmons was at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City all alone with his friends. So he wasn't all alone, but Kendall wasn't around.
All alone with his friends.
Yeah, Kendall Jenner was not around.
He was looking really sad as he was laughing and having a good time with his friends.
Anyway, several sources confirmed that, I guess with Vogue, that the couple had broken up.
Do you think this is going to have the same effect as the Kardashian curse? Like, was
Surely
Ben Simmons
not.
Caught in the Matrix? Was Ben Simmons falling victim to the Kardashian curse? And will now that they're gone, will he start hitting jump shots? Will he start being good at basketball from outside of 10 feet?
Well, that's interesting.
Simmons, you look at James Harden. He was with Chloe. Things weren't good. Broke up with Chloe. MVP.
Lamar Odom.
Well, yeah. Lamar Odom and crack and brothels.
Crack. Ben Simmons.
Not making jump shots.
Not making shots. That's like being on crack, basically.
Somewhat. Do we think Ben Simmons' career goes up or down from here? Because I don't know if Kendall has the same side effects as the Chloe's. I mean,
it
like,
seems
thanks.
Like she might. Don't forget Tristan Thompson.
I was going to ask, when did Tristan Thompson and Chloe get together?
I don't know,
can
but
we get
things,
a date
things
on that?
Were not going well for him.
No, things have not gone well for them, but they did come back from 3-1 and win a championship. Chloe was around for that, right? Now, granted, 2017, 2018 hasn't gone well for him. Now he's stuck in Cleveland by himself. Like, that's no good.
I can't imagine being with Kendall Jenner and it not affecting my basketball game.
So you think he's going to take a step forward? This is going to be good news for the Philadelphia 76ers and Ben Simmons.
I think so.
What about broken hearts?
Broken hearts can be healed.
I would imagine Kendall Jenner is one of the more desirable women.
She definitely would make my top five.
I mean, when you take the combination of looks and business acumen. September 2016 is... Okay, so they won a championship. Tristan... No. Is that right? No, that'd be afterwards, huh? The finals were in June of 2016. Oh man, it's all been downhill for Tristan since then. I haven't even heard of Chris Humphries in a while. What the hell is Chris Humphries up to? We all know what happened to Kanye. And I love Kanye.
No one's ever been stuck deeper in the Kardashian situation than Kanye. Kanye can't be removed at this point.
Kanye is four kids deep.
Kanye might as well be Kanye Kardashian.
Was Lamar Odom further in? I mean, he was found in a brothel, like, unconscious, dying. I mean, like, he escaped, well, but I mean, like...
Yeah.
I feel like he was deeper in. Like, Kanye just has some, like, anxiety breakdowns every now and then and goes on some rants, but, like... Lamar Odom was left for dead in a Las Vegas brothel.
Kanye and Kim have four kids now?
Yeah.
Why did they not name the other ones East, South,
okay.
and West?
All right. Please, Ben, find the boo.
I'm serious.
I'll produce the show for you since you're busy typing on your computer. Find the boo.
What? Is that a joke that people make?
You think you're the first person that ever thought of that?
I did just
you,
think of it.
You think you're the first person to say, oh...
His name's Kid North. Why? What did he name
here
the other
comes
ones?
The
East,
voice
West,
again.
And South.
Here comes the voice.
Hey, I'm Cody. Did you know, John, that there are four directions and North is one of them?
Well, you didn't know that Moose was not Meese.
I did know that.
Did you?
I did know
didn't
that.
Sound like it.
Which, by the way, you couldn't name a kid West. Because his last name is West. You couldn't be West West.
He could.
I don't think that would really work.
Let's call him W.
Call him W? That's...
WW.
Dub Squared?
Dub Squared. That's a vehicle nickname.
Yeah. Hey, it's Dub Squared. What's up, Dub Squared?
Yeah, West West.
All right, Cam, hit us with some turning left.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
I want you to go back out on that track and hit the pace car.
Hit the pace car?
Hit the pace car!
What for?
Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect!
Bring it on, Eric Hart, you scared of the competition? I'm just as poor and stupid as you. I'm gonna drive and I'm gonna go fast and I'm gonna turn to the left, sometimes.
Can we just get back to the subject of racing, please?
Hell, bring it on, Danica!
Son of a bitch just slammed into me!
No, he didn't slam into you, he didn't bump you, he didn't nudge you, he rubbed you. And rubbing, son, is racing.
Dude, check it out, Kenny! My very own NASCAR! Aw, cool, huh, Kenny? Beep, beep!
There's only one good thing about coming to these races, the vibrations from the car. Oh, I love this car! This car!
Oh. Vroom, 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 I love NASCAR.
Still really long and uncomfortable when she starts squealing.
There's nothing you can cut.
Let's turn left with Cam!
All right, we are in Charlotte.
Ooh. You like this one?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know. That's weird. Why do they name it the Charlotte Motor Speedway if it's in Concord?
No,
it's
close to Charlotte. Yeah, same vicinity. I don't know. But this is the longest race of the schedule. It's 600 miles, 400 laps. It's the only race that's in four stages. So lots of points for, and it's actually like the halfway point for before the playoffs. So
okay,
this is second half of the season right here getting started. So Kyle Busch is the favorite, as he seems to be almost every week.
Is this guy just always the gambling favorite? Is
not always,
but most of the time.
It's him, Harvick, and Truex are the top three this week. But, you know, it
seems like those are just the best three drivers.
Well, Kyle Busch is good at Charlotte. You remember we talked about that last week. So they go to Charlotte back-to-back weeks.
Yeah. So they're still in Charlotte like they were for the All-Star race. So, hey, you never know. Maybe some of the people that had good finishes in the All-Star race, like Larson, Harvick, Logano, Wallace, maybe they have a shot to actually make some noise this week. But we'll see. You know, it's a 1.5 mile asphalt track and 400 laps. So it's going to be a long one, but, you know, it's a big race in the season.
One of the most grueling endurance tests on the NASCAR slate, the Coke 600.
Yeah, 600 miles. That's a lot of driving.
That is a long, white line.
And it's really cool because, you know, they do it. Since it's so long, it's like three different types of like daytime. Like, you know, they have it with the in during the day, then dusk, and then you get it under the lights for the finish.
Oh yeah!
So it's an interesting race. It's a long watch.
Love the Coke 600. This is a big racing weekend. You know, we've also got Monaco and the Indy 500.
Yeah, I was supposed to be going to the Indy 500.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying that.
I'm supposed to be going there. As of now, I'm still going. It's a little bit up in the air, but it's 80%.
Really?
Likely. I'm going.
So
yeah.
There you go.
This weekend?
Yeah.
Huh.
Going to drive up Saturday morning, go to the race Sunday, and drive back Monday. I mean, it's Memorial Day, so I can.
I think that'd be a really cool experience.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping I'm able to go. I'm planning on going now. Which, by the way, I might need to talk about one of you about letting me pay you to take care of my dogs, like to go by and let them out. Stuff
sure,
like
Ben
that.
Will do it.
Yeah. I mean.
Cody will be there.
So. Yeah.
I'll be where? Get your milk ready.
Yeah.
Indy 500.
No, I get it. Milk. Ben, you got your this or that talk. It was good job by you, Cam.
Are we going straight into it?
No. I mean, we're going to take a commercial break before, but we need to prep for the topics.
Oh, right. PlayStation versus Xbox.
Two years now. PlayStation or Xbox?
Okay. Walk on the beach or a hike?
Haven't we done PlayStation and Xbox?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
Or a hike. Shut the
hell
up. NBA versus NFL playoffs.
NBA playoffs versus Okay. All right. We'll play this or that next.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
This. This. This.
All right, it's time for the best debate segment in Knoxville from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for now. It's time for this or that. Let's kick things off with PlayStation or Xbox.
PlayStation is the king. PlayStation's always been the king. You can hold the controller. Here's the best thing about PlayStation. The controller fits nicely in your hand. You don't have to have one thumb lower than the other one. I've never understood that about Xbox, where your left thumb has to be higher to hit the directional pad, whereas your other thumb, your right thumb, is lower. PlayStation's easier to remember the buttons. Shapes are easier. X, square, circle, triangle. Very simple. Whereas with the Xbox, you got, I mean, what do you have? You have a B button, you have a Y, an A, an X, but then the X is not in the same place as it is on the PlayStation. It's confusing. And you have, what is it, right trigger, left trigger? PlayStation is just so much more simpler on the controller. It's R1, L1, R2, L2. So simple. So simple. PlayStation has always had better games, better graphics. It's really the king.
Just here on Talk Sports, do we like America more or Japan? Would you answer that question?
If we're talking about gaming, it depends.
I'm asking you, do you prefer America or Japan?
America,
America or Japan? Just in general.
If we're talking Japanese food, I prefer Japan.
Can you make him answer the question, Your Honor?
I'm gonna need an answer for
can we
the
agree that
why
no
need
answer
for the
appro-
I need,
can we
agree I need an answer that, for the proper ruling.
Can we agree that no answer is him saying America at least if he's not going to answer?
You can assume that? Is that what you assume from that?
Silence in
when
the
have
court
I ever said anything bad
compliance.
About Japan that would make you assume that it's America that I like? More?
I have to say that silence in a court of law is compliance, so if that's the statement, we are going to ride with it.
Okay, well, the Xbox is a Microsoft entity, and Microsoft is an American company, whereas PlayStation is Sony, which is a Japanese company. That's first and foremost. Second of all, the Xbox Game Pass is basically the Netflix of the gaming community. You pull up the Netflix game, the Xbox Gaming Pass, you can find whatever you want. You download it, boom, right there, as it's presented. You can play your old games on the Xbox. You can't do that on the PS4. PS4 is not backwards compatible. The Xbox 360 is, or the Xbox One, excuse me, is compatible
the
with the
PS4 Pro boasts a more powerful processor and graphics chip, though.
Okay.
That leads to higher speeds.
And is it all about graphics?
Less wait time in your gaming.
I thought a
lot about graphics.
I thought a big appeal of the most famous popular game of the last decade, Fortnite, was about the graphics are kind of old school, a little bit old school.
Cartoony even.
You know, yeah. When they first came out, the first PlayStation was $160 cheaper than the first Xbox.
Usually,
much more affordable.
It's not always this rule of thought, but usually if something's more expensive, I'm going to assume it's better.
That's a really bad line of thinking.
Usually I'm going to assume it's better. Usually the better it is, the more expensive it is. That's just a pretty good rule of thumb.
Is that how you grocery shop?
Yeah.
When you go to the store? So you don't
If
buy-
I could have Coca-Cola or RC Cola, I'm going to take Coca-Cola, yes. That is 100%.
What about with your bottled water? You buying name brand bottled water? What about your canned foods? You buying all name brand canned foods?
My canned foods, yes, I am.
Some of us are saving money.
That's
fine. And we're enjoying the experience just as much.
You are sacrificing.
Some of us are not brand whores.
You are sacrificing quality for money, and that's fine.
No, you're not. You're not sacrificing quality. You're sacrificing a label.
So you
and
like,
that's all Xbox is, a label.
So you like RC Cola more than Coca-Cola? Is that what
it's
you're...
It's just a label.
I'm asking you a question. Do you...
You're singling out one thing where the brand is clearly better.
I'm asking
there
you...
There are 1,000 other things that are not that way.
So just let the record show you prefer Coca-Cola to RC Cola.
Yes, but I prefer great value green beans to the Jolly Green Giant.
That's a lie. You know that's not true. The Xbox has better games. The Xbox, I actually like the controller more. I like a little bit bigger of a controller. And again, to me, it really just comes down to America over Japan.
Ben, what console do you play most?
I support the troops here, and I support American companies.
I actually own both, so this is a...
Which console do you prefer, Ben?
Who made the better argument, Ben? Do you like America or Japan more?
That's not a good argument.
Do you like Coca-Cola or RC Cola?
That's not a good argument. I told you about the microchip processor and all that stuff. I gave you great details on that, and the PlayStation was more affordable.
The backwards compatibility is very important with the Xbox, and the whole, usually if it costs more, it's better.
It's a dual pro processor.
Drive up.
Well, Cody, since you asked, I play mostly on the Xbox, which is why I have to give the ruling to John here.
Oh, didn't know that's how the game was judged, but okay.
You asked. Next thing
so
up.
So I prefer the Xbox, so John gets the point. That makes so much sense.
He also argued it better, and you brought up one point. You brought up one point.
Ben likes America and Coca-Cola.
It is how it is.
Ben likes making you happy is what Ben likes.
Next up, walks on the beach or a hike?
I like being happy. Give me a hike. The thing about a walk on the beach is that it's most likely going to be hot, but at the least, I can guarantee one thing about a walk on the beach. You are going to get sandy.
Oh, don't want to get sand on my toes.
I don't want to get sand on my toes. I don't want to get sand on my legs. I don't want to get sand anywhere. I can guarantee you if you take a walk on the beach, you are going to get sandy. On a hike, you could take different types of hikes. You could take hikes in the shade and stay nice and cool. You could take hikes in the rainforest and be out there with wild animals and look at them. Be like, oh, cool, animals, love them. You can get some exercise. You can hike for that. You can go to a waterfall. The hike is a much more versatile hike. You can see anything you want to see. A walk on the beach, you're pretty much guaranteed to only see the water and get sandy.
Did you know that statistically no one who has ever walked on a beach has been attacked by a mountain lion or a bear and killed? Because that doesn't happen on beaches.
Oh, that's funny.
Beaches are happy places.
That was my next point. No one who has walked on a hike in the mountains have ever been stung by a jellyfish or bitten by a shark.
Oh, really? So when you're walking on the beach, sharks are biting you? And jellyfish are stinging you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I think that happens in the water.
Everyone, if you walk on the beach, usually normal people walk on the coastline where you can get your feet wet. Usually that's where normal people walk.
Oh, and so you're telling me in that 1 inch of water?
That's where the crabs, the jelly.
You got to be kidding me.
That's where the crabs, the jellyfish, and everyone end up at.
No one who's ever. You're talking about where the tide rolls up. You do not get stung by jellyfish when the damn tide rolls up.
Have you ever been stung by a jellyfish?
Yes, I've been stung.
When?
In the water.
When?
In the water.
I ask where? Ask when?
In the water when I was a kid.
When you were a kid. How old?
When I was a kid. I was seven. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like you're making this up.
No, I have been stung by a jellyfish.
How deep were you in the water?
I was out in the water.
You were seven. How deep could you have possibly been?
Like 2-3 feet. I wasn't deep, but if you're just walking on that wet sand, you're not getting stung by jellyfish there.
So 2 feet. It's not possible that the jellyfish could have swam up an extra foot.
Let's talk about how hiking is always uphill.
It's not possible. Not always. There's downhill hikes.
Let's talking about... Yeah, people go on those, don't they? The point of a hike is to get a good view, is to get to the top and see nature and say, oh, what a great view, honey. Well, that means you got to hike up a mountain for 4 hours.
Exercise
Big
is a good
pain
thing.
In the ass.
Exercise
Big pain
is
in the
a good
ass.
Thing.
You got to wear boots. There's a threat of...
You don't have to wear boots.
Ben, there's a threat of boots. Snakes, mountain lions, leopards,
a snake
bears.
Is just as scared of you as you are of him, okay?
Okay, Kenny Chesney. Kenny Chesney prefers the beach, so if you're going to quote Kenny Chesney, I think we know where he'd rather walk. The beach is...
Is that a good thing?
You quoted him.
I was quoting his grandpa.
I
quoted his grandpa!
He wrote the lyrics!
I don't even know if he wrote the lyrics.
No, he probably didn't write the lyrics, but it's his song.
But it was about things his grandpa had said. I was quoting his grandpa.
Beach is a happy place. When you're on the beach, it means you're on vacation. No one's ever been unhappy on a beach. Sand. Oh, I got sand. Well, what about all the sweat from the hike? You got to shower anyway.
Can you answer me this question?
At least on a beach, you can spray off with that hose on the deck.
Since no one is unhappy on the beach, what are all these people fighting for on the beach? Every time I see beach videos, people are fighting.
They're drunk.
When's the last time you seen a fight on a hike?
I don't know. When's the last time you saw somebody die on the beach?
When that guy got knocked out and got his neck broken.
If you throw alcohol in it, sure. I mean, things happen. But
that way more people on the beach. Are we pro people now? Because Much more likely that we're going to be alone and secluded as we're walking on a hike through the mountains. That seems much more peaceful
that
and much
seems
more
dangerous.
Serene rather than dealing with a bunch of drunk idiots on the beach.
Do you know how dangerous it is to go on a hike by yourself in the mountains? You get off that trail just a bit, you figure out that you're lost. There's stories every day on the odd news section. Stories every day. Man lost in woods for four weeks.
If we're going to use the extremes, let's use the man wanders on the beach for too long, gets skin cancer, and dies.
That has never happened.
Oh, it's never happened. No one's got skin cancer from being on the beach too long.
Because he walks on the beach for too long.
Everyone knows the sun is a lot different on the beach, the ozone layer, all that good stuff.
Okay, skin cancer happens when you're under the sun. Same thing with a hike. That's not a good example.
But I'm in the shade on a hike.
That's not a good example. Not always.
Mostly.
Not always.
Mostly. You're in the woods or shade. That's kind of the rule.
You can fall on a hike. We've not even talked about the risk of falling off of a cliff.
Imagine you fall in the water and you can't move and you just drown right there in an inch of water. How embarrassing would that be?
Imagine trying to take a selfie at the end of your hike and you roll off the cliff and die. You tumble to your death.
I'm not taking a selfie on my
Hiking's
hike.
Riskier.
That's
beach.
Jerry, that's gerrymandering.
Beach represents fun.
These are both very, very sound arguments, and those are both very, very embarrassing ways to die.
Let me guess, we're going
to
make it 1-1, so Cody wins.
But I prefer going on hikes.
Oh, I'm shocked. Oh, wait, I win! Let's go!
That's the stupidest.
Okay!
That's
over!
I'm done. I'm not playing this game anymore. Not until we get another judge.
Hey, I'm Cody. My feelings are hurt that I lost.
I've said it enough times.
I was mad at Cam because he made John the winner, too.
Ben literally would have given me that point had you not said what you just said.
Yeah, well, you got to know how to argue the point.
It's not arguing the point. It's brainwashing Ben.
Last call on the other side. Stick with us.
Please note.
Good thing it's last call because Cody McClure didn't speak during that entire break. The tension is high. I'm happy that the show is coming to an end today. It would have been tough to do a show. He is not speaking. I don't know if he'll be a part of this segment or not, but last call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka. Award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. You got Gray as the third best vodka in the entire world. The best in the continental United States.
I'm glad you're back for live reads. I did what I could yesterday.
That's good. That's good.
I couldn't remember all the information.
I would prefer if you did all the live reads, but I realize that's too tall of a task to ask.
We need a refresher on what Volunteer Vodka is made from because we had no
idea. Corn and red grapes.
That's what I said. And Ben said, I think it's grapes and not corn, actually. And I said, no, Ben, it's corn
and
grapes.
That's a really good Ben impression.
I think it's corn and not grapes.
You sound just like him.
Yeah, John. This is how I always sound.
I don't appreciate this.
I don't appreciate this, Ben says.
Wait, who's I'm going to close my eyes. All right, I'm going to close my eyes. You guys talk. I'll see if I can decide who's who.
Hey.
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 Hey, who am Cody.
I? Wait, I meant the who bit. Who am I? I meant to your bit. What? Never mind.
Hey, trying to
hey I'm Cody.
Is this Cody or... Okay.
John, I usually just agree with what you say.
That's pretty good.
My favorite thing is agreeing with you, John.
Thanks, Ben.
Point, John. Would you like to go first or second and pump the brakes? Somehow I turned to some New York accent?
Yeah, you're kind of losing it there. All right, I'll go first on pump the brakes or keep rolling. These group of people get drunk more than anyone else, says a study.
Pump your brakes, kid.
According to a study done by the 2019 Global Drug Survey, do you have a guess before I give you the answer of who gets drunk more than anybody? It's going with people from a certain country.
Which country gets the drunkest?
Mm-hmm.
Ireland.
Nope. The British.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's close to Ireland. They're very depressed over there.
British respondents get drunk more times per year than people from anywhere else.
Well, they have a pub on every corner.
They are drinking too much, too often, and regard getting drunk as the point of a night out as opposed to enhancing the evening. So, like, hey, why do you guys go out at night? I had to get drunk.
To get drunk.
Not to hang out with friends. Like, if you ask me, I'd be like, oh, yeah, just to have fun and hang out with friends. That would be my answer.
Have a couple drinks.
Yeah, maybe have a couple drinks. No, to get drunk. That's the point of going out.
Yeah.
We have never grasped moderation. It's not part of our culture or conversation.
Oh, yeah. These are my kind of folks.
Deaths due to alcoholic liver disease and cancer due to excessive alcohol consumption are on the rise, along with obesity and poor mental health.
There we go.
Drinking too much makes all this worse. Drinking less makes them better. Do you want to guess who the – this comes from the average number of times people said they were drunk in 1 year. So it's going by the average person, how many times they get drunk in 1 year. The UK came in first at 51.1. So the average person is saying they got drunk 51 times a year. Would you like to guess the second most?
Ireland?
No, Ireland's actually 7th on the list.
Germany?
Only 40.7 times. Germany, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Oh, I did like 23rd.
America?
America. 50.3. They come in 0.8.
So we're just behind our founding fathers in drunkenness.
We need everyone to get drunk one more time per year. That way we can be number one.
So we can beat the British at drunk.
50 times a year is what the average person says they were drunk. Does that seem high? I guess there's 52 weeks. So basically if you just get drunk once a week, that still seems high though.
To get drunk once a week? Is that high? Is that high to the average person?
To the average person, I would say so. I mean,
me, Cody, and Cam all looking around like, that doesn't seem too off to me.
Yesterday, during Overrated, Underrated, every single topic was about drinking.
I mean, I think, me personally, recently, I guess it's been a little bit higher because I've been sitting out of the damn fire pit and doing things, but once a week is probably high for me, usually.
I just want to point
out. Although with football season, I guess it's not really.
That's like 7 times a week.
I mean, I guess I'm the average American.
I just want to point out not every topic was about drinking. Every topic got moved into drinking.
Like on Saturdays during football season, usually I get drunk on Saturdays during football season.
You know, you have to. That one shouldn't even count for the number. That's a requirement.
Sometimes that Friday before. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess this is about right.
Probably averages out to one a year.
Canada comes out number 3.
Or one a week. Canada?
Yeah.
You know, the British have a pub on like every corner. That's a thing about Britain that I've always heard.
Okay.
I mean, you can get a drink anywhere. Within walking distance, you can get drunk pretty easily.
Okay.
Bad news.
Hey, look at me. I know so much about Britain.
I've never claimed to know a lot about Britain.
Hey, I know all about drinking everywhere in the world.
I've never drank in London, although I would if I was in London.
You got a story?
Bad news for people who like to take walks in the sand.
Okay.
Missouri.
I think that's my favorite one of the stoppers or goers. You need to pump the brakes.
Oh, I never listen.
In such a good mood.
Never listen to any of those.
Except maybe No Senor. That one's good, too.
That one lasts a long time.
That one's a long one. All right, give me your story. Hurry.
Volleyball
hurry.
Courts at a Missouri park have closed after someone reportedly cut their foot stepping on a knife that was hidden underneath the sand. Apparently, there are more of them. A teenager was playing on a court in Cape Girardeau Monday when officials say she stepped on the knife. Investigators said at least 2 more knives were found, described as flimsy kitchen paring knives. They were eventually found buried underneath the sand. So somebody had just thrown a bunch of knives under the sand, I guess, on the volleyball court. Seems like a very rude thing to do.
So someone's like intentionally trying to hurt people?
Well, I guess they found a total of at least 2 knives, and I guess it's maybe 3 total. So, I mean, if you find multiple knives, I'm thinking that means they were put there intentionally. Gotta watch where you step in the sand.
Walking around the sand is not fun. A wise man once said that. 10 minutes ago.
Is the goodbye music playing yet?
Yeah. Goodbye, everyone. It's Optionals up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio. Cody, good job by you. Ben, It's solid. Good judging today, Cam.
Congratulations to Volunteer Vodka for bringing